This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what helped this cattle market close positive today?
Leslie, that's the $10,000 question today. What turned it around? And I cannot give you an honest answer. There was some talk of possibly some 126 cash trade in Iowa that started getting around shortly after 12 noon today. That would be a dollar higher than their high last week. But I got a feeling it wasn't very many cattle, and I really don't know if that turned the market around, other than maybe we got low enough technical buying helped out. Choice box beef was down 9 cents today, selects down $1.08, moved 64 loads and had a kill day of 108,000 head. After being down with triple-digit losses, we closed with triple-digit gains today. December cattle up $2 and a nickel. February up $2.27. Jan feeders up $1.65. March up $1.80. And Feb lean hogs $2.97 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
We are farmers. We are all day long doers. Agriculture isn't just our industry. It's our way of life. We invest in equipment that's long-lasting, economical, and environmentally conscious because that's what it takes to do the job right. We're all about greater horsepower and cleaner emissions, new implements, more attachments, better technology and dependable engineering. For all your ag equipment needs, we are Kubota.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 10th through 12th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and trick riding shows with Melissa Navarro and Company. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours are 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Tom, what's influencing the grain markets?
Leslie, it's pretty quiet in the grain markets. There was no big market moving news today, but we saw the grain market pretty much trade positive overnight and in the early part of the session today. Only the soybean complex was able to hold positive throughout the session. Corn traded mixed, and wheat gave up their upside and ended on the negative side today. But as far as fresh news, very lacking out there in our grain market is technical. Buying and selling continues to dominate the trading direction. March KC wheat closed down 3 3/4 today. July KC down 4 1/4. March Chicago wheat down 4 cents. March corn was up 1 1/2 cents. July corn up 3/4 of a penny. January and March soybeans were each up 8 1/4 cents. And March cotton was 90 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.